Mills County Judge's Report, recorded November 26th for broadcast November 28th. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report, the Thanksgiving edition, brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite, FM 100.5. This report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and it is also available for listening at your convenience through the Goldthwaite Eagle website. On this Thanksgiving, when county offices are closed and most of us are enjoying the company of family and friends, I am especially thankful for the public service employees that are working or on call over the holidays. Sheriff's deputies, jailers, EMS staff, and all of our local volunteer firefighters. They all may be enjoying the holidays, but they are also only a page out away from dropping everything to protect our community. Commissioner's Court met Monday. The most substantive action was the discussion of our daily charge for out-of-county prisoners housed in the Mills County Jail. For the last year, Mills County has charged $45 per night. That generated approximately $181,000 of revenue for the county in the year ended September 30, 2019. The budget for the current year is $202,500. Rates charged by other counties range from $45 per night to $64 per night based on my survey of nearby county judges. I provided the Commissioner's Court with some cost analysis based on the county budget and calculations based on the 32-bed capacity of the Mills County Jail. The cost per bed per night works out to be $59. On top of that, we have the cost of the bond issue financing the jail and the cost of magistration when it is provided by the Mills County Justice of the Peace or County Judge. Those costs are $24 per night and $10 per magistration, respectively. Makes the all-in cost of prisoner boarding somewhere between $83 and $93 per night, depending on services and length of stay. I hated Costa County when I was in school, but it's turned out to be one of the handier things I learned, although it is still the tryptophan of decision-making in business. At the risk of boring everyone, the cost of the jail bonds is informative, but not appropriate to be included in this calculation, as it is a sunk cost and will be there regardless of how and whether we operate the county jail. That is also the reason we are not including the cost of the sheriff, the treasurer, the county judge in the calculations. The actual operating cost of the jail of $59 per bed per night may be a better pricing point, although it still doesn't address the $10 magistration cost. One problem with the $59 per night cost approach is that it spreads the cost over all 32 beds, in effect assuming 100% occupancy. As a practical matter, it's best to plan on a few empty beds. If you run the cost at 80% occupancy, which leaves 6 empty beds, then the cost grows to $73 a night. One could make an argument for incremental cost. We already have the jail, we have the jailers, so the true cost is what is the extra cost of one extra prisoner? Well, that might be the daily food allowance, maybe in the neighborhood of $4 per day. However, if you price all 32 beds that way, you have no money to operate the jail. So what was the end result after all that analysis? The commissioners voted to increase the nightly charge from $45 to $50 for magistrated out-of-county prisoners. Hamilton County, which relies on Mills County to provide magistration, will be charged $60 per night as a result of the increased services. As a frame of reference, we hosted, if that's an appropriate concept for jail residents, 16 individuals from Hamilton County for a total of 85 bed nights in the month of October. That's enough cost accounting. After asking for something in writing for agreements with landowners on road materials and receiving a policy and a form letter from the county judge and county attorney, the commissioners now are not in agreement as to whether or not they need to change from the historical approach of verbal agreements to the use of a standard policy and form. I'm not going to spend any more time on this until the commissioners come to some common ground. Three of the four precincts were at the courthouse Tuesday morning checking the Christmas lights. Our plan is to fire up the Christmas lights immediately after Thanksgiving. My personal appreciation to Commissioner Williams for his leadership in this matter. An unanticipated holiday present some voters received was a letter informing them of a pipeline to be constructed across the southern third of Mills County from west to east. This 42-inch gas pipeline runs from the Permian Basin to the Louisiana coast, but at this point, it's impossible to tell exactly where it will lay. Landowners receiving the registered mail letter are probably in or near its path. The pipeline company tells me they sent the letters to all landowners within approximately 150 feet of the proposed pipeline. The county is supposed to receive a copy of this letter. We haven't received it yet, but I'm anticipating it may be in the office later this week. More on that as it develops. That's enough for this report. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. County offices are closed Friday after Thanksgiving, but Monday it's business as usual, but with Christmas lights. This is Ed Smith, your county judge, and I am thankful to you for your interest in county government.